Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, hearings into the alleged war crimes committed by British Special Forces during the war in Afghanistan have been delayed by several months after the Ministry of Defence failed to meet key deadlines. So, what's going on? That's after a short break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Afghanistan inquiry has been set up under a judge to look at allegations that between the years 2010 and 2013 in Afghanistan, members of UK Special Forces first captured Afghans in a series of night raids and then later killed them. That fact, that they captured them and then they later killed them, actually isn't in dispute. What's disputed is the reason that they say they killed them.
This is Kerry Thomas, an editor at Tortoise who's been following the independent inquiry relating to Afghanistan over the past few months.
So the story that UK Special Forces tell is after they'd captured these Afghan men, they released some of them from captivity to help them open up properties or pull back curtains. And at moments like that, the Afghan men would discover a hand grenade or a gun. And before they could set it off or fire it, the UK Special Forces killed them. The problem for Special Forces is that to a lot of people who looked at this, even some of their senior officers, that account just didn't make any sense. It's something that had never happened before. And the story that the Special Forces told was that it happened again and again and again on these night raids.
The bulk of the inquiry so far has focused on these allegations, that members of the SAS committed war crimes. Through a series of public and private hearings, the inquiry has heard from senior politicians, Afghan people, and members of the UK Special Forces, among others. But it's not just the British Special Forces who are under the microscope. Everyone from the military police to the Ministry of Defence, or MOD, is under scrutiny.
So what's, I think, fascinating and important about this inquiry is that pretty soon after it was alleged that these kind of things had been happening on night raids carried out by UK Special Forces, knowledge of that, or rumours of that, started to spread up the chain of command. So senior officers within the Special Forces, people in the MOD in London, eventually politicians. And the question, the really big question, I think, hanging over the inquiry is, what did those people do to get to the bottom of what was going on, or did they, in fact, try to cover it up?
The next phase of the inquiry is due to examine a series of specific incidents in detail, investigating whether there was any wrongdoing in those cases. But that has now been delayed by at least 6 months because the Ministry of Defence failed to hand over key documents on time. And it all came to a head last Friday when the MOD was called in front of the judge.
I had to call this hearing this morning, first because of growing concerns about the repeated failures by the Ministry of Defence to meet the deadlines for responding to the inquiry's Rule 9 requests.
That's Lord Justice Charles Haddon Cave, the senior judge who's overseeing the inquiry. He called a public hearing on Friday because of the MOD's, quote, quite unacceptable delays in supplying evidence.
Over the past 12 months, the relevant deadlines have been met in only approximately 20% of cases.
So, what will all this mean for the course of justice? We'll have more after the break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Afua Hirsch.
I'm Peter Frankopan.
And in our podcast, Legacy, we explore the lives of some of the biggest characters in history.
This season, we're exploring the life of Cleopatra.
An iconic life full of romances, sieges, and tragedy. But who was the real Cleopatra? It feels like her story's been told by others with their own agenda for centuries.
But her legacy is enduring, and so we're going to dive into how her story has evolved all the way up to today.
I am so excited to talk about Cleopatra, Peter.
Love Cleopatra.
She is an icon.
She's the most famous woman in antiquity. It's got to be up there with the most famous woman of all time.
But I think there's a huge gap between how familiar people are with the idea of her compared to what they actually know about her life and character.
So for pyramids, Cleopatra, and Cleopatra's nose.
Follow Legacy now wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge entire seasons early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I wish to start by renewing the apology to you and to all those involved in this inquiry that is contained in the letter.
That's a representative from the Ministry of Defence speaking to the court at Friday's hearing. In a letter made public last week, the MOD cited staff shortages for the delays in handing over key evidence, which includes thousands of classified documents. They said this has cost £21 million so far.
The MOD simply does not have enough staff, at present security-cleared paralegals, to get through the work of reviewing and scheduling the documents at anything like the pace needed to comply with the inquiry's proposed timings. So the inquiry has understandably asked why this problem was not envisaged and catered for in advance. With hindsight, I can assure you that we all wish it had been.
Here's Tortoise editor Kerry Thomas again.
Charles Haddon Cave, the judge who's leading the inquiry, said from the beginning that he wants to get a move on here. He wants this thing to happen quite quickly because the allegations we're talking about go back more than 10 years already. So, you know, if you want justice for the Afghan families, let's say, of people who were killed, then, you know, time is ticking away. And so he's emphasised from the outset that he wants this thing to happen quickly. And so I think it's understandable, and the MOD should have seen it coming, that if they drag their feet, if they don't meet deadlines, if they just don't produce evidence when it's needed, he is going to react badly and it's going to reflect really badly on them if they're just missing their marks.
The MOD has promised to supply the necessary documents by October or November of this year, meaning that the next public hearings will now take place around March 2025. Lord Justice Haddon Cave has reiterated the need to get things done quickly. The aim is for the inquiry to publish an interim report in the next year or so, but it could still be years before the investigation wraps up for good. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Tortoise.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Afua Hirsch.
I'm Peter Frankopan.
And in our podcast, Legacy, we explore the lives of some of the biggest characters in history.
This season, we're exploring the life of Cleopatra.
An iconic life full of romances, sieges, and tragedy. But who was the real Cleopatra? It feels like her story's been told by others with their own agenda for centuries.
But her legacy is enduring, and so we're going to dive into how her story has evolved all the way up to today.
I am so excited to talk about Cleopatra, Peter.
Love Cleopatra.
She is an icon.
She's the most famous woman in antiquity. It's got to be up there with the most famous woman of all time.
But I think there's a huge gap between how familiar people are with the idea of her compared to what they actually know about her life and character.
So for pyramids, Cleopatra and Cleopatra's nose.
Follow Legacy now wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge entire seasons early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.